సహనావతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినామధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
బృహదారణ్యకోపనిషత్ కంటైన్స్ త్రీ కాండమ్స్. వి హావ్ కంప్లీటెడ్ ద ఫస్ట్ కాండం, మధుకాండం. వి ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద సెకండ్ కాండం, దట్ ఈస్ మునికాండం ఆర్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య కాండం. దిస్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య కాండం అక్కర్స్ ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ అండ్ ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్స్ ఆఫ్ బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్. ఇన్ దిస్ థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ వీ హ్యావ్ కంప్లీటెడ్ త్రీ సెక్షన్స్. ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఈజ్ నోన్ యాజ్ అశ్వల బ్రాహ్మణం, సెకండ్ వన్ ఈజ్ నోన్ యాజ్ ఆర్త భాగ బ్రాహ్మణం, థర్డ్ వన్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ భుజ్జు బ్రాహ్మణం. What was the subject matter we have completed? The sangati was jiva is overpowered by, or jiva is in the grip of graha and atigraha, sense organs and sense objects. This graha and atigraha overpower the jiva because of punya papa. Because of one's own punya papa, person is, that means the jiva is overpowered by or controlled by those sense organs and sense objects. Once the jiva is controlled by the graha and atigraha, he is bound to do fresh karma. He is bound to do fresh karma. Once he does fresh karma, again he has to get punaha punaha jayate mriyate. Again and again, he has to enter in the wombs of different species, and again has to leave that body, called transmigration. This transmigration, body to body, samsara, samyak sarati sharirat shariram, is called samsara. The jiva undergoes this transmigration continuously. Even that person perform Ashwamedha Yaga, etc., that person may go, that jiva may go to Hiranyagarbha Loka, Hiranyagarbha Prapti, which is in that time realm, Desha Kala Parichinnaha Hiranyagarbha Lokaha, which comes under the creation alone. Whatever is in this creation, everything is time bound. Whatever is in this creation is time bound. Space wise limitation is there. Including Hiranyagarbha Loka comes under this time space limitation. Therefore, Yajnavalkya said, the only solution is to go beyond this time-space limitation. The only solution is self-knowledge. The only solution is self-knowledge, Atma-jnanam. So Janaka want to find out who is the greatest scholar. You know the story. Janaka invited the scholars from all over the country to find out who is the greatest scholar. As a gift or prize, as a prize money, he presented that he has announced also, I am going to give 1,000 cows to that greatest scholar. Not only ordinary cows, I am going to give those cows which are attached with the gold to the horns. When Agnivalkya asked his Sishya, take away all these cows, 1,000 cows, all Brahmanas were enraged and asked, without proving yourself as the greatest scholar, isn't arrogance? You are showing your arrogance without proving yourself the greatest scholar. Therefore, first you answer to our questions, then you take the cows. Then Agnivalkya said, fine, I am ready to answer. If I know, I will answer. Then Ashwela asked the first challenger. Then Arthabhaga came. He also the second challenger. He also withdrew. Then third challenger Bujju came. He also withdrew from the debate. The next challenger is coming. He is called as Ushastha. Chakrayanaha Ushastha. First three sections of this Munikanda, what we saw, Apara Vidya connected. With regard to Apara Vidya only. Now onwards, we are seeing the Paravidyana, the highest knowledge or Paravidyana. Very, very important portion. Here, Ushastha is asking, going to ask about Jiva, the one who transmigrate, Astiva Nava. Just as that Nachiketa asked in Katopanishad, Eyam Preti Vichikitsa Manushye Astityeke Nayamastiti Chaikena Anyatra Dharmat Anyatra Dharmat. Like that, here also Ushastha is asking Astiva Nava. The word he uses is Astitveche Kim Lakshanam Tasya Jivasya. They are not there in the mantra. Shankaracharya writes Astitveche Kim Lakshanam Tasya Jivasya. What is the definition of that Jiva? If with that Jiva is there, so Ushastha want to know Atma, that Jiva, that who is traveling Asti, what is the Lakshanam, what is the definition? To get this highest knowledge, to go beyond the time-wise, space-wise limitation, one has to get Atma Jnanam. To get Atma Jnanam, one should know distinctly Atma from Anatma. So Ushastha is interested in knowing distinctly the difference between Atma and Anatma, Sharira Trayam. So therefore, tell me the Lakshanam of that Jiva. That distinction, Prithak Jnanam, I want. Based on this background, we'll enter into the first mantra of fourth Brahmanam, Ushastha Brahmanam. Very, very important teaching, and Ushastha is going to give the most ingenious definition of Brahman. Nowhere you can find in any Upanishad, including Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, entire Upanishadic teaching, the best definition of Brahman he is giving, not Agnivalkya. Ushastha himself is giving. The Shankaracharya often quotes that portion that we are seeing, worth remembering and to do Nididhyasana also. So very, very important portion is coming now. Even Kahola Brahmanam, next Brahmanam which is going to come, that is fifth Brahmanam. Kahola Brahmanam and this Ushastha Brahmanam, both are very, very important in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, and these mantras are also to be noted. We will read the mantra.
Ata hainam ushastaham chakrayanah paprachyam yajnavalketi hovacham yat sakshad aparokshad brahmam ya atma sarvantarah tamme vyachakshvaiti eshata atma sarvantarah katamo yajnavalkya sarvantarah yah praneena pranitim sat atma sarvantarah yo apaneena panitim sat atma sarvantarah yo vyaneena vyaneetim sat atma sarvantarah ya udaneena udaneetim udaneeti sat atma sarvantarah eshata atma sarvantarah
in the second line eshata atma sarvantarah ila ta you have to convert into ten. It is not a printing mistake because of the sandhi rule. Ta is given here, but in the meaning of ten. Te tava anartham. And another point to be noted is apaniti, vyaniti, all are dirghams are given. That dirgham is chandasam. Only short ni to be there. There is not printing mistake. We should not ask the Upanishad. Okay? The rites are there permitted to Shastra. But you have to understand it is a short ni. Apaniti, vyaniti, udaniti. Like that. Now Ushastha is asking a question. Very important question. Ushastha himself giving the definition of Atma. This is the place where Brahma, Atma, two names occur in the same place. Brahman and Atma, the same place it comes. That is why this mantra is a Mahavakya mantra. He himself implied the Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam. Brahma and Atma both are coming here. Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam is implied in this mantra. How? Let us look into that word, Athaha. After the previous three scholars withdrawn, Athaha, Ushastaha. All rishis have got two names. Chakrayanaha. Chakra Rishi's son is called Chakrayanaha. So we can confine to that Ushastha name. Okay, therefore it is called Ushastha Brahmanam, Ushastha name. Son of Chakra, therefore he is called as Chakrayanaha. Ushastha, the son of Chakra Rishi, is the fourth challenger, raised a question. O Yajnavalkya, tell me precisely what that precisely about the Brahman, that is immediate and direct. Yes, Sakshad Aparokshad Brahma. Immediate and direct Brahman. About that Brahman, tell me more. I want to know more about Brahman. Yes, Sakshat Aparokshat Brahma. Yaha Atma. Who is that Brahman? Yaha Atma. He is known as Atma. Where is he? Sarvantaraha. Sarvantaraha, who is all-pervading? Yes, Sakshatana, who is immediate, direct, is available, that Brahma. Tamme vyachakshva iti. Please tell me about that Brahman much more. I want to know. Much more I want to know. These words we have to understand properly. Yes, Sakshat Aparokshat Brahma. Ya Atma Sarvantaraha. These words we have to understand. Aparokshat means what? Aparokshat, it is in Panchami, but you have to take a nominative case, Aparoksham. Aparoksham. Aparokshat is equal to Aparoksham. Panchami Bhakti, it is not a grammar mistake, it is Chandasa Prayogam, you have to take it as Aparoksham, is equal to Brahman. Is equal to the infinite. Infinite is equal to Brihattamatvat Brahma. Brihdhatu connotes that Brihattamatvat, infinite. Therefore, it is called Brahma. Brihattamatvat Brahma, that which is limitless in artham. What do you mean by Brahma? Not Brahma, but Brahma. Yes, when you are writing in Tamil, careful. Brahma, who is limitless. Bhrattamatvat is equal to infinite. Infinite means what? Spelling is tagarare engalukku. Infinite means what? Limitless. Aparichinnam. Parichinna rahitam. Parichinnam anna limitation. Aparichinnam means limitless. So, Brahman is equal to limitless, infinite, anartha. Aparoksha means vatna, that which is available. Aparoksha means that which is available without the requirement of any instrument to know. This definition is very important, no, to understand the Mahavakya. Aparoksham is that which is available without the requirement of any other instrument to know. Aparoksham is that which is available without the requirement of any other instrument to know. That is called aparoksham. Direct, immediate, an artham. Immediacy. That means there are some more other, which is not aparoksham, also must be there. Aparoksham, opposite is paroksham. Remote. Immediacy opposite, remote. Remote. So for remote object, we use inference. Now we are seeing what is the significance of this aparoksham. Okay. Before going to see the significance of aparoksham, we have to know what is not aparoksham. What is not aparoksham? How the aparoksham is different from other paroksham, pratyaksham. What do you mean by paroksham? What is not aparoksham is paroksham. What is not aparoksham is paroksham. Paroksha means that which is available as an object to your inference, number one, that is paroksham. Sometimes some objects are available for you, paroksham, through the words. Newspaper, whole thing gives what? An paroksham. Jnanam, paroksha jnanam it gives. Through what you get? Through the words, shabda. Newspaper also gives a paroksha jnana. America is paroksham or pratyaksham ippo. No, paroksham. That is paroksham. I will give the definition of what is paroksham. Okay. So, when object is in front, we use our sense organs. That is called pratyaksham. When object is in front, when I use sense organs, when I see, I experience them, that is called pratyaksham, direct perception. Direct perception. When we say aparoksham, which is known without any instrument, that we have understood. Pratyaksham means I use the instrument of sense organs. Pratyaksham. Aparoksha means I don't use any sense organs, instruments. It is aparoksha. Now let us see, what do you mean by paraha paroksham? Word, we analyze pannana. Namak ella paroksham da? If you analyze what is pratyaksham, what is paroksham, what is aparoksham, then only you come to know what is real aparoksham brahma, sakshat brahma. Then all word analysis is very important. Pada vicharana is important. Okay. Now, yat aparokshat aparoksham tat brahma, he said. Yat aparoksham tat brahma. Sakshat aparoksham brahma, he said. Who said? Ushasta. Sakshat means what? Sakshat means directly. There is a very, very significance in this word, sakshat. And the word which is sakshatkara, sakshatkara, they say. Sakshat means directly. Or word, you have to write one word, sakshat over directly in artham. Now, aksham means aparoksham, paroksham la aksham irukka. Aksham means sense organs. Aksham means sense organs. Eyes you can say, or any sense organs through which you get knowledge is called aksham, sense organ. You can give general meaning. Param means beyond. Aksham means sense organ. Param means beyond. Paraha aksham, paroksham means that which is beyond sense perception. Akshaha means sense organ. Param means that which is beyond. Paraha Aksham Paroksham means that which is beyond sense perception. Paroksham. Now, America is Paroksham. You are all Pratyaksham. I am Pratyaksham to you or not? Nan Paroksham illiya? Okay. Thank God. I am Pratyaksham to you. You are Pratyaksham to me. For me, America is Paroksham. For you also, America is Paroksham. So, America is Paroksham. You are Pratyaksham. I am Aparoksham to myself. In the mood point, note pannikanu. Paroksham, Pratyaksham, Aparoksham. America is Paroksham. You are Pratyaksham to me. I am Aparoksham to me. America is Paroksham to me. You are Pratyaksham to me. I am Aparoksham to me. Whole Vedanta over. Namak puriyadu, anal over. But we have to analyze. Further analyze. In the Shastra, there are some places, sometimes Shastra use Pratyaksha Vastu is also Aparoksham iti. Sometimes, in some places, Shastra use for a Pratyaksha Vastu as Aparoksham. But Pratyaksha Vastu also Aparoksham. The Svakshat Brahma also Aparoksham. அப்போ ரெண்டு அபரோக்ஷம் வருதேன்னு இல்லை இல்லை அந்த பிரத்யக்ஷ வஸ்துக்கு அபரோக்ஷம்னு சொல்றது நாட் சாட்சாத் இந்த பிரம்ம மாத்திரம் சாட்சாத் அதுதான் சாட்சாத்துல சிக்னிஃபிகன்ஸ் ஈவன் தோ சாஸ்திரா யூஸ் த வேர்ட் அபரோக்ஷம் ஃபார் பிரத்யக்ஷம் இன் சம் பிளேசஸ் தே ஆர் நாட் சாட்சாத் But whereas Brahman is Sakshat Aparoksham, therefore the word Sakshat is used especially only to Brahman, not to anything. Other things may be Aparoksham, but Veda Shastra never use the Sakshat. In the context of Brahman comes Appoda Sakshat, Veda use. Therefore, wherever Sakshat Brahma comes, that is Aparoksham. Wherever the Sakshat word illamal Aparoksham vanda, adhe fake Aparoksham anartham. Not true Aparoksham, there are different Aparoksham. Okay? We have to remember. Which Aparoksham we are talking now? Vanna? Sakshat Aparoksham. Okay, that is why Sakshat word is used. Sakshat Aparoksham. Now come to Sakshat Aparoksham. Pratyaksham ruled out. Paroksham ruled out. Ruled out and then it is not the context here. We want Aparoksham. Aparoksham is that which is not Paroksham. Which is not Pratyaksham. Not another secondary Aparoksham also. This is Sakshat Aparoksham. Our Sakshat Aparoksham means... What? Sakshat Aparoksham is equal to an Aparoksham which is different from Pratyaksham, an Aparoksham which is different from Paroksham, as an Aparoksham different from the word where Shastra some places use as Aparoksham. Clear there? Sakshat Aparoksham is that which is different from Pratyaksham, which is different from Paroksham, which is different from Aparoksham. But this is Sakshat Aparoksham. Aparoksham is Sakshat Aparoksham is equal to which is immediately known. Immediately known. Yaha Atma. What is immediately known? Yaha Atma. That Brahman is the essence of everything in the universe. Sarvantaraha. That Sakshat Aparoksham Brahma is called Atma. Sarvantaraha. is the essence of the entire universe. Now, what do you mean by sarvantaraha? Word, every word is very important. Sarvant, but sakshat aparoksham, clear? Okay. Sarvantaraha means the inner content of all. Inner content of all. By saying this, Brahma, Atma, Sarvantaraha, Pushastha implied the Aikyam. Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam. There is something called Brahman which is immediately known as Sakshat, Aparoksham Brahma. Pushastha saying, there is something called Brahman which is immediately known. Which is immediately known, which is the inner essence of the universe. This is the meaning of his definition of Brahman. Tell me more about that Brahman, is the first question. Illa definition solli avare sollitar ipo yagnavalike ennirka solradhukku na. Tell me more about that Brahman. Anna yagnavalike has to say, there is nothing, you have already told. Ani sollano yagnavalike sonna and maad ella poidum 1000 cows. Remember that there are 1000 cows are waiting, no, with jama chama avare na shining. He will lose all those things. Enna sollanum Agnivalke is genius, therefore he gives the answer. What answer he gives? The question you have understood. Now Agnivalke says, tell me more about that Atma. Yes, sakshat aparoksham brahma yaha atma sarvantaraha yachakshva. Tell me more about that Atma brahma. Yajnavalkya says, Eshahate Atma. That Atma is you. Tava. Te na tava. Eshahate Atma sarvantaraha. That Atma is you. Who is the essence of the universe? That Atma is you. Who is the essence of the entire universe? What it means, na, the inner essence of the whole universe is you, yourself, Ushastha. The inner essence of the entire universe is Brahma Atma. You are saying that Brahma Atma, entire universe essence, is none other than you, yourself, Ushastha. Okay. Ushastha confused, no? Now I am asking directly, you can give answer, no? What am I asking? What you are saying? Madatma sarva bhutatma. Inge Guru slokam la. Madatma sarva bhutatma tasmai shri gurave namaha. That alone is this. Madatma sarva bhutatma. That is you, yourself, Ushastha. Sarva bhutatma, bhutatma. All are there in that word. Tava atma. Tava sarvantaraha. Now Ushastha is asking the first question is over. What is the inner self of everything? He asked first question. What is the inner self of everything? The inner self of everything is you. Answer over. First question, first answer. What is the inner self of everything? Tell me much more. Enna much more vare answer. Enna? You. That's over. Na ivula kashtapattittu rendu moodu line definition I have given. With a single word you have given the answer. That's why sometimes we are also very angry. Namma nariya prepare panni. That person simply gives the answer. Unnu kashtapadamale ivlo easy ah kudutha enna namakku odane kopam vandha idella something is there, tell me. Anna You are the essence of the universe. And first question over, answer also over. Now the second question he is asking, what is the inner self of me? What is the inner self of me? Katama Yajnavalkyaha Sarvantraha. That Sarvantraha, you are telling me, that inner self, what is that inner self of me? That Sarvantraha is you. Okay, that Sarvantraha is you and Chunnar. Sarvantraha na inner self. That inner self, what is the inner self of me, he is asking. Inner self of you and Akweka Kodad. Yajnavalkya said that is you. Now he has to convert into what? First person. What is the inner self of me? Now he gives the answer. Why he asked like that? The inner self of me is Manomaya or Pranamaya or Vijnanamaya or something else. Edavadhu irukkalame. Inna moodu sariram irukka, pancha koshangal irukka. What is the inner self of me? What do you mean by inner self of me? Either Manomaya or Vijnanamaya or Anandamaya or Sharir Annamaya or Pranamaya or something else. What is that inner essence of me? Yajnavalkya says, Apanena Apanitina. Apanena Apaniti. That which is seemingly breathing, that's seemingly excreting, excretion functions seemingly doing. That inner essence, you the inner essence is nothing but which is seemingly breathing, seemingly doing excretion, seemingly going, seemingly coming, seemingly listening, all seeming. He says, all pancha pranas he has used. Vyanena vyaniti, udanena udaniti, as though it is functioning. That jivatma is Brahman who does not have any function, as though breathing out, as though doing excretion, as though doing digestion, as though doing blood circulation, as though doing expulsion, but nothing doing. Who? Jivatma. You are that who is as though doing, but not doing. Mook engada irukkana, ipidi poi suthi kaamichana maadhu. Inga irukkana solla koodadho, straighta. Ipidi yen sollanum annu. Yajnavalkya want to confuse Ushastha. Ushastha thinking is a great scholar. Yajnavalkya cannot give answer. Then, non-functioning Atma, functioning Anatma are intimately very, very close. Non-functioning Atma, functioning Anatma, both are intimately very, very close. Pirikka mudiyada oru sambandham. Like electricity and fan, electricity and bulb. That example, our good old example. Now, the electricity is functioning or non-functioning, and really non-functioning. Electricity is really non-functioning. Fan alone is functioning. The movement of the fan is not the movement, okay, not moment. Movement of the MOVE. Movement of the fan is not the movement of the electricity. Okay? Fan moving, functioning, but electricity is not functioning. But electricity as though functioning. Non-functioning electricity appears as though functioning in the form of movement. That movement of the fan transformed to the electricity as though. Suppose if you say, "No, no, Swamini, the movement of the fan is the movement of the electricity." Okay, suppose anybody says, "The movement of the fan is the movement of the electricity." Suppose you say, "There must be movement in the bulb also." If movement is intrinsic of the electricity, puriyadho? If the movement is the intrinsic nature of the electricity, that movement must be there in the tube light also. But tube light is not moving. Thank God, if it moves, you cannot write. If fan is not steady, you cannot write. If it moves also, you cannot write. If fan is steady also, you cannot write, because you will get sweating and mosquitoes, no? Therefore, the movement of the fan is not the movement of the electricity, because it is not there in the bulb. Mic is also, no, it is not moving. Electricity is there, but the movement is not there. Illumining, that illumining function, the light burning function, there is in the bulb, not in the mic. Burning or illumining or giving light is the intrinsic nature of electricity. Anna, inge kuda irukanam, mic la irukanam, mic la iruka, inge edho prakasham theriyiradha illiye. Appo burning or giving light is also not the intrinsic nature of electricity, but as though, like that Agnivalkya gave the answer, as though breathing, as though going, coming, and like as though. That is called Jivatma. Now come to the next mantra. Ushastha is not happy. Ushastha want to ask another question, second question. The second mantra, further you want to get clarity.
சஹோவாச உஷஸ்தஹ சாக்ராயணஹ யதா விப்ரூயாத் அஸௌ கௌஹு அஸாவஸ்வயிதி ஏவமேவைதத் வ்யபதிஷ்டம் பவதி யதேவ சாக்ஷாத் அபரோக்ஷாத் ப்ரஹ்ம ய ஆத்மா சர்வாந்தர தம்மே வ்யாசக்ஷ்வேதி ஏஷ த ஆத்மா சர்வாந்தர கதமோ யாஜ்ஞவல்க்ய சர்வாந்தர ந திருஷ்டேர் த்ரஷ்டாரம் பஷ்யே ந ஶ்ருதே ஶ்ரோதாரம் ஶ்ருணுயாத் ந மதேர் மந்தாரம் அன்வீதாஹ ந விஜ்ஞாதேர் விஜ்ஞாதாரம் விஜானீயாஹ ஏஷத ஆத்மா சர்வாந்தர அதோன்யதார்த்தம் ததோஹ உஷஸ்தஹ சாக்ராயண உபரராம.
Based on this only, Vidyaranya wrote a Drik Drishya Viveka. Drishter Drashtaram Pashyehna. What is the meaning? Agnivalkya says, First, what Ushastha asks, let us know. Ushastha is asking, see, suppose if a person want to know about the cow, tell me about the cow. No. Then I ask the question, what a person has to say, this is the cow which has got four legs. This is the cow which has got a tail. This is the cow which eats a grass. This is the horse which runs fast, which has got in different colors it appears, and which is very very active. Ippudu dane solano nee appadi sollamale verega solli go anna cow anna ashwahana horse anna. Just as the people explain an object, it is like this, like this, like this. Why can't you say like that, Brahman? Why can't you say like that? Can't you say like that? Hey, Agnivalkya. It is demanding in such a way. Na? Thamme vyachakshveti atma sarvantaraha ipadi. This atma is having like this, lakshanam chandra na kachulalame easy ana. I want to know like that na. Agnivalkya says, I am very sorry, I cannot explain like that. Why? The reason he gives here, seer cannot be seen, hearer cannot be heard, thinker cannot be thought of, knower cannot be known. Over, answer. ஏற்கனவே புரியாமல கஷ்டப்பட்டு இருக்கேன் நான், இன்னும் கஷ்டமா சொல்றேன் இல்லையா. சி வாட் எ ஜீனியஸ். யாஜ்ஞவல்கர் தான். சியர் கெனாட் பி சீன், நோவர் கெனாட் பி நோன், ஹீரர் கெனாட் பி ஹர்ட், திங்கர் கெனாட் பி தாட் ஆஃப். தென் வாட்? தென் வாட் சப்ஜெக்ட்? யூ, யூ ஆர் த சியர், கெனாட் பி சீன் பை எனி திங். You are the knower, cannot be known. You are the thinker, cannot be thought of. You are the hearer, cannot be heard. Therefore, I cannot explain any other way. Whatever is there, other way, irundana artham manar. That is inferior. If anybody explain other than this, that's why some people say, Atma, I have experienced, people are very, very happy. அம்மோ, சுவாமினி ஹாஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்டு ஆத்மா. என்ன எப்படிதான்? ஒரு லைட்டு மாதிரி வந்தது சுவாமினி. என்னமோ ஆயிருக்கும் அங்கே போன சில பேர். வென் எவர் தே கோ டு டெம்பிள், வென் எவர் தே கோ டு கைலாஸ் மானசரோவர், வென் தே கோ டு அமர்நாத், தே கம் பேக் அண்ட் ஆல்ரெடி திஸ் பீப்புள் ஆர் ஜெலஸி. தே ஹவ் நாட் கான் தேர் அண்ட் ஹூ ஹவ் கான் தேர் தே கம் அண்ட் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் திஸ். அண்ட் ஐ ஹவ் சீன் ஹனுமான் திஸ் ஐ ஹவ் சீன் ஹனுமான் I have seen a big light inside and just it is coming to me and just pushed me back and went out. Why it has to push you back? அப்படி எனக்கு என்னாச்சோ தெரியல சார். ஐ ஹவ் லாஸ்ட் மை செல். இவன் வந்து கிளாப் அடிக்கிற, அப்பா அப்பா என்ன கிரேட், யூ ஆர் ரியலி எ கிரேட் பக்தான்னு. Agnivalkya says, nothing doing, you don't get any light, you don't hear any bell sounds, you don't get any fragrance. Atma varumbodhu konjam fragrance oda varumana, onnu varadhu, koovam smell da varum. Naan aatmava irukkumbodhu kuda normal koovam smell appadi da irukum. Koovam smell sadanna na aatma ana udane adhu fragrance sandalwood maadhiri aayiduma enna. அண்ட் தட் திஸ் என்ன சக்தி பாத்தம், அவர் கை தொட்டார் அப்படிதான் இவருக்கு சாட்சா்காரம் ஆயிடுத்துன்னா சக்தி பாத்தம். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் யோகிக் மிஸ்டிக் பவர்ஸ். வி ஆக்செப்ட், வி நெவர் டினை. ஆல் மிஸ்டிக் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆர் எக்ஸ்ட்ரா ஆர்டினரி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ், வி நெவர் டினை. யூ கேன் ஆட் சம் மோர். நான் ஏதோ கொஞ்சம் இந்த சாம்பிள் சொன்னேன். People learn, no, they talk so many powers, you know, levitation, walking on the waters, going deep in the water and staying there without taking breath. These are all they think as knowledge, jnanam. This is called moksha. Shastra says, ஞானத்துக்கு இதுக்கு கனெக்ஷனே கிடையாது. ஆல் திஸ் பவர்ஸ் ஆர் இன் த ரெல்ம் ஆஃப் அனாத்மா. There is nothing to do with moksha. It is nothing to do with self-knowledge. Therefore, artham. Never enamored by those explanations anybody says. Something, no, correction is required for them. Kannu sariya illana ENT specialist kitta ponu, kannu doctor kitta ponu. Idhaadu sabdam illa ketinde irukana konja check-up pannuko anna. Notional correction is required. Notional correction is that knowledge. Moksha is nothing but cognitive change or notional correction. That's what he says here. Like that wave, tarangam, searching for water. Ushastha is like a wave searching for water. லெஹர் டூண்டே லெஹர் பானிக்கோ, கப்படா டூண்டே சூத்துக்கோ, ஜீவ டூண்டே பிரம்மக்கோ, தீனோ கூத்துக்கா கூத்துனா எல்லாம் பிரமல இருக்கான்னு அர்த்தம். லெஹர் தட் வேவ் நீட் நாட் கோ அப் டு தனுஷ்கோட்டி, தனுஷ்கோட்டி வரைக்கும் போய் ஐ வாண்ட் டு சீ வாட் இஸ் த கண்டென்ட் ஆஃப் ஓஷன். It need not run for that ocean. Even bubble need not run for ocean. What is the content of me to know? Wave need not run. Lahar dunde pani ko. What that taranga has to understand, that wave has to understand, that samudra's essence is water. Its atma means content is water. My content is water. The kapada, the cloth, has to understand my content is fiber. It need not search for any other fiber. Here the fiber is available. Jiva need not search for Paramatma. Jiva is Paramatma. Therefore, one has to recognize this. Yajnavalkya gives an ingenious answer in this manner, which is the essence of this portion. He says, Atma cannot be clearly, distinctly defined because it is not an object at all. You can distinctly describe, explain, comprehend when it is an object. When it is not an object, you cannot define it. Inexplicable. Anirvachaniyam. Inexplicable. This objectifying orientation has to be dropped. Swami, ஒரு நாளுக்கு நான் ஆத்மாவை பார்க்க முடியுமா? எனக்கு மாத்திர காமிங்க சுவாமி. I am qualified student, no. Atma cannot be seen, Atma cannot be heard. All these anahatanadam, ahatanadam, ellame anatmada. ஆகத்தநாதம்னா ஒரு சவுண்ட் லிசனிங். இல்லை நான் வெளியில் சவுண்ட் இல்லை, உள்ளண்ணா அநாகத்தநாதம், அது கூட அனாத்மா தான். தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ அனாத்மா. யோகி கேன் ஷோ ஆல் திஸ், ஈவன் ஹீ கேன் டிரான்ஸ்ஃபார்ம் திஸ் பவர்ஸ் டு அதர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. ஞானி நீட் நாட் ஹாவ் எனி சிங்கிள் மிஸ்டிக் பவர். எவ்ரி மிஸ்டிக் நீட் நாட் பி எ ஜ்ஞானி, பட் எவ்ரி ஜ்ஞானி நீட் நாட் பி எ மிஸ்டிக். ஓகே, பட்டன் சொன்ன பாருங்க, எவ்ரி ஜ்ஞானி நீட் நாட் பி எ மிஸ்டிக், எவ்ரி மிஸ்டிக் நீட் நாட் பி எ ஜ்ஞானி. ஜ்ஞானி கேன் ஹாவ் மிஸ்டிக் பவர்ஸ், ஜ்ஞானி நீட் நாட் ஹாவ் மிஸ்டிக் பவர்ஸ். தேர் ஃபோர் நெவர் கம் டு கன்க்ளூஷன் இவர் பாவம் ஆர்டினரி டீச்சர்னா. இவருக்கு ஒன்றும் பவர்ஸே கிடையாது, பவர்ஸே இல்லை அவருக்கு. கொஞ்சம் ஏதாவது பவர்ஸ் இருந்தால் அப்படி கை காமிச்சு விபூதி வரணும், இப்படி கை காமிச்ச லிங்கம் வரணும், அப்படி கை காமிச்ச வாட்ச் வரணும், இப்படி கை காமிச்ச ரிங்கு வரணும். அவர் எனக்கு ரிங்கு கொடுத்தாரு பார்த்தேன் இல்லை. சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் வச்சுக்கோ ரிங்கு, விபூதி கூட வச்சுக்கோ, சிவலிங்கம் கூட வச்சுக்கோ அப்பா, பட் அது ஆத்மா இல்லைப்பா. இட் இஸ் நாட் ஆத்மா. ஆத்மா இஸ் நோ கனெக்ஷன் வித் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் ஆல் தென் ஹவு டு நோ, ஹவு டு I know, then this is a question, Ushastha. Suppose he asks, he's asking, how do I know? How cannot, you cannot know, how do I know then, Anna? You cannot know. Because it is ever evident to you. You need not know yourself. You are the Atma. You need not know the Atma. Because it is ever evident, you, the Atma, to whom everything is evident. You are that ever evident Atma to yourself, to whom everything is evident. இதுக்கு நல்ல புரியறதுக்கு ஒரு எக்ஸாம்பிள் சொல்லுவேன். ஞாபகம் வருதோ? Wife will never verify her existence through husband. என்னங்கோ என்னங்கோ நான் இருக்கேன்னு கொஞ்சம் சொல்லுங்கோ, நான் கேட்க மாட்டானே. இவர் வந்து ஹஸ்பண்ட் வந்து அவர் என்ன கூப்பிடுவார் எனக்கு தெரியாது, அடியா ஏதோ கூப்பிடுவார். நான் இருக்கேன்னு இல்லையே கொஞ்சம் சொல்லு. நோ பர்சன் டவுட் ஹிஸ் ஆர் ஹர் ஓன் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பிகாஸ் தட் பர்சன் இஸ் ஆத்மா. ஸோ ஐ ஆம் எவர் எவிடென்ட் டு மை செல்ஃப். யூ யுவர் செல்ஃப் இஸ் ஆத்மா ஹூ இஸ் சர்வாந்தரஹா, தட் இஸ் பிரம்மன். Therefore, Jeevatma eva that Paramatma Brahma. He is Ushastha. Enna pannuvar Ushastha? Other than this, artham manna inferior. Atonne da artham manna. This is the knowledge. Nothing else. Ushastha. Avar chollar, poittu varen. Safe. 1,000 cows are safe. Until next kahola comes. He will come in the next class, you know. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.